The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments lost in time.
Coming to you from the frustrated incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello.
How you doing, sir?
Snowy.
Yes. You were, you got a decent amount there.
I got a decent amount. I think I got more yesterday or the day before than we had all winter, so.
Yeah, that seems to be. I know Northeast got hit pretty good and stuff like that. We had, we got sleet, but thankfully it didn't accumulate too much, so.
Your power just keeps going out, you know.
Yeah, well, the wind blows and knocks my power out, so there you go. But, all right, coming up on this week's show. We'll talk about Fannie Willis, the Kansas City shooting, Madam Webb, Darth Putin, Ukraine, and a whole lot more. Our top 10 draft this week, rewatchable movies. And we will get to your listener questions as well. All right, Vince, you want to get into some TV news?
Yes.
All right. Well, alleged TV actress Alyssa Milano. Remember we had the story a while back when she did a GoFundMe to help pay for her son's baseball little league team to go to Cooperstown?
Yes.
Well, because they were like $10,000 to go or something like that. Well, she was at the Super Bowl, her and her boy. The seats at the Super Bowl they were in cost $10,000 a piece, but yet wanted you to donate to her son's little league team.
Okay. Let me play devil's advocate here.
Please.
Were those given to her?
I don't know. But
let's just assume that someone gave her tickets. There are still a lot of big titty Alyssa Milano fans out there.
It's still a bad look.
I'm just saying.
I know. And yeah.
So, I mean, well, if you want to go that way, she could have just fucking sold them.
Yeah. And paid for the trip.
Or they were given to her and she went.
Right.
Or she went with someone else who said, hey, do you want to go? Sure.
Whatever.
I'm trying. Look.
Trying before we get to the real worst part.
The glass is half full, all right? We're not even 5 minutes in. I'm trying to keep it, you know,
happy. You're doing good.
I'm doing good.
We're proud of you.
Fuck.
Now, if she was brown, probably a different story for you, but that's just saying. All right, let's move on. The show Suits. Did you like that show?
I know someone who did a lot.
We're getting a spinoff, Suits LA, and we now know the star of the show, Green Arrow, Stephen Amell, is going to be the star. He plays Ted Black, white guy. I guess it's a Frank Black reference. Former federal prosecutor from New York who has reinvented himself representing the most powerful clients in L.A., his firm is at a crisis point, and in order to survive, he must embrace a role he held in contempt his entire career. He's surrounded by a group of characters who test their loyalties to both him and each other, while they can't help but mix their personal and professional lives. That's all I got.
That sounds awful, to be honest with you. I just want to point that out.
He better start shooting people with arrows if this, you know, they want this to work, so. All right. Vince, you remember the original Night Court?
Do I?
Before he was Data, Brent Spiner was one of the most memorable reoccurring characters. The Wheelers. He was Bob Wheeler, correct?
Yep.
He's coming back.
Oh, no shit.
Brent Spiner and Annie O'Donnell will reprise their roles as hard luck couple Bob and June Wheeler on later this season on the Night Court sequel. This was announced during the Television Critics Association press tour on Tuesday. But they're bringing along their daughter, Big Bang Theory alum Kate Micucci will play the Wheelers' daughter, who's now all grown up. So the Wheelers are going to be back on the show with their kid.
I'm almost all right with that.
Yeah, yeah. With everything else that's on that's garbage, yeah, I'm okay with this. So
I watched, I'm a big fan of Hunter.
Yes.
I was watching it yesterday, and he played a mechanic.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Huh? One of those early acting gigs, I guess.
Yeah.
True TV, moving on here. Apparently, they're getting rid of all their scripted shows. They have canceled Tacoma FD. This was one of their last scripted shows they had. This was by the Super Troopers guy, Kevin and Steve. So the season 4 finale will now be the series finale that's already aired. But do not fear. Kevin and Steve took to social media to say thank you to all the fans and to True TV for giving them 4 years. And then said, don't worry about us. We're working on a little movie called Super Troopers 3.
Meow.
Meow.
I haven't watched the second one yet.
Watch that movie right now.
Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah.
The second one?
Yeah.
Is it good?
I laughed. But then again, I laugh at silly shit, so I'm probably not the best barometer of humor, because I'm doing really, really well here. So, CW has ordered a show called Sherlock and Daughter. It will be a reboot that will see Sherlock, let's see, meeting a young lady who may be his daughter. Fresh take. David, I'm going to try to pronounce this, Thewels is going to be your Sherlock. He played Remus Lupin in the Harry Potter movies. So if you're familiar with them, he is your new Sherlock for CW. It says, mysteriously unable to investigate a sinister case without risking the lives of his closest friends. We'll introduce a character called Amelia, played by Blue Hunt, a young American girl whose mother was murdered and suspects that Holmes is her father. So I'm not familiar with the actor from the Harry Potter movies. So I'll go on your yay, nay.
Yeah. I dig it.
Okay. All right. Well, give it a shot at CW. Something's got to take Superman and Lois's spot, which they admitted they've canceled Superman and Lois because of the James Gunn movie. Warner Brothers did not want two competing Superman properties out at the same time. So the TV show got canned. So there you go.
TV show probably did better than the movie's going to do.
Probably.
It's funny how that works, isn't it?
Yep. Hey, Megacorp, possibly getting bigger here. Paramount Plus and Peacock are reportedly in talks to merge into a single streaming service. This would be CBS and NBC. So there you go. I'm telling you, it's going to get to where there's like three streaming services. That's going to be it. So
I don't want the ones I have now.
Right. I only have you for like one or two things, and then the rest is garbage.
If we got rid of Disney Plus, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
And now that what they've done to fucking X-Men.
Oh, we're going to get to that here in just a second. But
boy, before Chris was so happy.
I know. And then they kicked you.
Did
in
you
the
see
nuts.
This? I'm like, oh, bro.
And then the nut shot.
Here, let me just ruin it for you.
But before we get to that, Nicolas Cage reportedly in talks to return for a live-action Spider-Man noir series for Amazon Prime Video. I'd be okay with that. He's a comic book guy. He gets it. So he did the voice for the character in the animated movies. So, all right, Vince got to it. Let's get to this X-Men 97 thing. Let's start off with the biggest part of it. It took away Rogue's curves. She's now Taylor Swift flat. So,
oh yeah.
There you go. But the big thing is apparently this is supposed to be, according to the directors, creators, Disney, everybody else, a direct continuation of X-Men animated series in 1992, right? Well, Morph, the character, is in the new series. And, well, this is what the creator had to say here, the director. This is a lighter take on the character, who is non-binary and has an interesting buddy relationship with Wolverine. The character's past with Mr. Sinister, the show's villain, could also come into play. You couldn't... One, if it's a direct sequel, Morph was left for dead. Wolverine blamed Cyclops, and they got into a big fight over Cyclops and having the team leave Morph behind almost dead. So now he's buddy-buddy, non-binary, probably gay for Wolverine. You couldn't just leave shit alone.
Yeah, I said, Chris hit me up and said, did you see the trailer for this? I'm like, oh. And then he sent me a side-by-side screenshot of Rogue back then and Rogue now. What did he say? Hold on, I'll quote it.
God, it's like Anna Nicole Smith in her prime to Taylor Swift. The curves are gone.
Oh, they're gone. Oh, yeah. It's just a stick figure at this point.
Yeah, she's Plank from Ed, Edd n Eddy. That's what it's... I would rather it be Plank, to be honest with you.
And I quote, fuck this show.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, we need to get... Oh, I need to just get rid of fucking Disney Plus.
Yeah, I think that's probably the thing here. All right, let's go to some movie news this week. I guess you remember the Freddie Mercury biopic movie they just did, right? Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yes.
Well, apparently that did so well that we're getting a bunch of other musical biopics. Ridley Scott apparently is going to direct a Bee Gees biopic movie. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see, I guess.
Get the kids from Silverchair to be in it.
I'd be okay with that, actually. Where's the ABBA one? That's the one I want. Now the one guy turned out to be a commie, and yeah.
Where's the G.G. Allen one?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
Boy, that would be a... Yeah, that'd be something.
Yeah.
Get Denzel to play G.G.
Fuck. Can you imagine that? I'd fucking go see that movie.
Get Chris Tucker to play G.G. Allen. I'd be all right with that. All right, let's move on here. Marvel, reportedly, nothing confirmed, is working on a possible Midnight Suns movie. This is the kind of supernatural team, like Blade, Ghost Rider, Punisher-type characters. Michael Giacchino... Gabagool?
Gabagool?
Yeah, it's that type. Is being eyed to direct. He's a composer that ended up directing a few episodes of the... or ended up directing The Werewolf by Night that Disney did. So he knows the stuff, I guess. I don't know. What I do know is we do now have our Fantastic Forecasting. Told you last week, Pedro Pascal was Reed Richards. The rest has been confirmed. Vanessa Kirby will play Sue Storm. Ebon Moss-Bachrach is going to play The Thing, which everybody's like, oh, we finally got a Jew to play a Jew. Okay. He's going to be Orange Brick, so I don't think it really matters unless the nose is a big brick, but I digress. And Joseph Quinn, Eddie from Stranger Things, is going to play Johnny Storm, Human Torch. So they're saying this movie could be set in the 60s. I don't know about that. That's a little weird, but...
Well, at least she's not black.
Yeah, right? I don't hold out hope for this. At all. So there you go. All right, we got to get to the Madam Web thing.
Oh, do we fucking have to?
Oh, yes, we do. Okay, first things off here. critics are taking pointed jabs, let's say, at this movie. And you're wondering, like, wow, these are all the same critics that say, you know, they love all the comic book movies. Well, here's why they're able to go after this one. This isn't a Disney superhero movie. This is a Sony one. So keep that in mind when they tell you that this movie is not just bad, it's worse than you think.
It's super shit.
Some of the reviews are saying hilariously bad, unintentionally the best comedy of the year, an embarrassing mess. It's so bad that star Dakota Johnson has not even seen the movie.
Why would they bring... Okay. Nobody wanted a Madam Web movie.
No.
Movies. Dakota Johnson. I have boobies.
No, Sydney Sweeney.
Nobody wants that shit.
Right.
Maybe in a movie with Spider-Man?
Yeah, see, and that's what everybody's saying. They're like, this doesn't even... Because this movie... Okay, Morbius and Venom are in their own universe. Tom Holland is in the Disney universe. This movie isn't related to those at all. They're in its own trash heap universe. So
then why do it? And if you're gonna do it, make it an old lady.
Well, that's source material, where she's a blind 80-year-old paralyzed who is in the chair because her husband built the chair so she can move. Yeah, you know. A good fucking backstory.
Joanna Lumley as Madam Web. Oh my god.
That would have been great.
Holy shit. I might have just gone seen it just because of Joanna Lumley.
And the if you saw the trailer, you saw all the characters in their spider suits, right? They're in the suits for a total of 1 minute of screen time. Because I have apparently rewrites or something happened. Like, Sydney Sweeney did an interview like 2-3 months ago explaining how they did months worth of wire work and like 3 weeks worth of suit fittings and stuff like this. And they had, you know, they did all this training in the suits for the wire work and the fight scenes. And then they're only in the scenes in the suits for 1 minute, and those are in flashbacks or visions of the bad guy. They're saying this makes the Halle Berry Catwoman movie look like Citizen Kane.
Wow.
Direction is shit. Script is shit.
They just wanted a girl power movie.
That's it. And then... like, people are saying the director should not even be allowed near a camera for the rest of her life. It's that bad. And whoever wrote this should be ashamed.
We need strong female characters.
You have them if you go with source material.
Yeah. Make it the fucking... I'd like to be in charge of that shit for a year. I would make them so much goddamn money.
Oh, yeah. You know who would be like the strongest, most powerful black character or female character? Sorry, Storm. You could do so much with that character. Are they going to fuck it up? Yep. But yeah, Madam Web, apparently best comedy of the year. If you love bad movies, this is your godfather. So.
Oh, good.
Speaking of bad movies. Kristen Stewart of the Twilight franchise. Apparently it's on the cover of Rolling Stone for a quote unquote uncensored interview. Apparently she swears a lot. There's pictures of her like wearing a jock strap. Apparently she's a softball player, came out in 2017. Got married in 2021, married air quotes. She said, this is in her Rolling Stone interview. Now I want to do the gayest fucking thing you've ever seen in your life. If I could grow a little mustache, if I could grow a fucking happy trail and unbutton my pants, I would. She also claims she's ready to start a family. Listen to this quote, okay? I don't know what my family's going to look like, but there's no fucking way that I don't start acquiring kids, she told Rolling Stone. What an odd choice of word. I'm just going to start acquiring kids.
Like Charlize Theron did?
Yeah.
Charlize Theron started acquiring black kids.
Yeah, that's... So you're just going to go start buying kids? I thought human trafficking bad.
Not the Hollywood elite.
Okay. Acquiring kids. That's kind of where my old Spidey, Madam Web sense went off there. And what an odd thing to say. All right, thank God that's it for movie news. Let's go to comic books. Dynamite Company has... they just did Thundercats last week. We know their next cartoon-based licensed comic is going to be Space Ghost. David Popose is writing this art with Jonathan Lau, who is Lau is a Dynamite contracted artist. He does pretty good work. They stealthily announced this in the back of Thundercats 1, but there's no plot or here's what's coming in Space Ghost type thing. So we're getting Space Ghost next. So give me Herculoids, you cowards. So
they fucking won't.
I know it. I gotta do it myself. Thank God for AI. Marvel has a new team coming out. This spins out of the Blood Hunt series event that's going all through Marvel right now. The team is called the Blood Hunters. Makes sense. The team so far, Hawkeye, Man-Wolf, J. Jonah Jameson, and Dagger. Apparently Cloak is missing, so Dagger puts together a team. So, Marvel.
Remember the Cloak and Dagger TV series?
Yep. All right, last thing here. Hey, how about some good comic news here? Years ago, like 20-some years ago, Marvel and DC started working together. We're getting those in reprints now in Omnibus. DC versus Marvel from the mid-90s, I want to say, is getting an omnibus release, as well as the Marvel DC Amalgam Universe is getting an omnibus release. This is like, what was the Batman Wolverine one? Was that Dark Claw or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, both of those omnibuses will be coming out this summer. So, no word on Justice League versus Avengers that George Perez did. I don't think they're re-releasing that yet, but... All right, your recommendations for books that came out this week. Sinister Sons, issue number 1. This is the team of Sinestro's son and Crush's daughter, Lobo's daughter, Crush. So there you go. Red Hood, The Hill, issue number 1. Blade, issue number 8, if you want to try to get on board with Marvel's Blood Hunt event. Usagi Yojimbo, Ice and Snow, issue 5. This finishes this series. And Ninja Turtles 148, as well as your Batman, Superman, Avengers books came out this week. So there you go. All right, let's go to wrestling news this week. How about some good news? It's been a while since we've had good news in wrestling. The Uvalde Foundation for Kids announced that a 15-year-old who tipped off police to a potential mass shooting at Marymount High School will receive its National Student Hero Award. This happens to be Jackson Swollen. He is the grandson of the late Flying Brian Pillman, who's 15. He's 15. Brian Pillman Jr. put out a tweet showing all this, so that's awesome. So, good. Prevented people from dying. So, that's awesome.
Yeah, you caught the government red-handed.
Yeah, like, no, ain't gonna do it. If you saw the news in Nashville from yesterday, you understand what I'm feds.
They were on feds.
The radar. Feds. Yeah.
Oh, the Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm not even talking about that this week. Rumors came out this week that Tommy Dreamer was now the new head of creative for TNA. Tommy came out and said, this is not true. The TNA creative team has not changed, really. Dreamer is on the creative, as well as Robert Evans and Hunter Johnson, who was delirious from Ring of Honor. That they are supported by Gail Kim. So that's your creative team for TNA. George Barbosa, Ariel Chenier are overseeing the content. They're working with Andrew Ciccone, who is the new guy that took over for D'Amore as president from Anthem. So, like, the creative team of TNA has not changed, contrary to rumors. So, there you go. Some AEW news. Both Julia Hart and Wheeler Yuta have been sidelined with injuries. Should be back soon. Roosh says he will be adding both a man and a woman to LFI this year. So, there you go with that. And lastly, if you like the wrestling video games here, the WWE 2K24 soundtrack will be curated by Post Malone, and he will be a DLC character. And the crowd goes...
I don't care.
Listen, last year it was Bad Bunny, but that made sense because he actually wrestled matches. And was good. It's like the old SmackDown versus Raw game where Fred Durst was an unlockable character. Great. Somebody I can beat up if I ever buy this game, which I probably won't. So there you go. All right, that's it for wrestling news. Vince, anything for video games this week?
Baldur's Gate, the third, brings in $90 million for Hasbro. Because they need more money.
Well, yeah, Hasbro is in some financial straits, let's say. Like, there was rumors that they were going to sell D&D to a Chinese company.
Oh, we got our races back? I'm sorry.
No more Kit Kat race. They are now food.
Oh, yeah. Kit Kat race now food. You eat. You eat good. Charisma go high.
Look at the size of that rat.
Oh, speaking of money, Homeworld 3 studio Blackbird Interactive confirms layoffs due to economic pressures outside of our control. A lot of companies going on strike. Ubisoft laying off. Disco Elysium Studio laying off. What's this? Disco Elysium Studio laying off nearly 25% of its staff.
Damn.
700 Ubisoft workers striking France over failed negotiations for salary. It's a big
whoever
deal.
Did kill the Justice League Suicide Squad, you should probably never work again.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I saw a meme. It had current players for the Suicide Squad, and then it had all the players that re-downloaded the Arkham games, and it was like triple the number. It was insane.
That's awesome.
It was funnier than hell. Helldivers 2, surprise game.
Yes.
A lot of people I know are playing it. Surpasses Destiny 2 and Steam Peak concurrent players. Gets very close to Counter-Strike GO. I thought it was a really good game.
It's making the left very mad because they're coming out and going, this game is fascist. You play as the fascists. I'm like, fucking, is this Wolfenstein or do I have to play this now? What, you know, that's what it's like, Starship Troopers. And I'm like, fuck this. You had me at fascist. Yeah, you don't have to keep fucking hard selling me here.
Dude, they're making Return to Castle Wolfenstein 2? Is that what they're, yeah. Let's bring that fucking franchise back. Not
damn
the new
right.
ones. The new ones are balls, man. I want the World War II shit. Or what's that game called? I've been watching videos of it. War of Rights.
Really? Yeah, I haven't
Civil
seen
War,
this.
North South.
Oh,
you can play Confederate.
I'm sorry. What?
Yeah, my eyes have seen the glory of the trampling at the zoo. Yeah.
You're going to have to send me some stuff on this. I need to see this guy.
Yeah, that's you shit know, right there.
Research.
Yeah.
War of Northern Aggression.
Ooh, hacking up lung. After pricing Dragon's Dogma 2 at $70, Capcom is now considering a video game price review.
Yeah, who's seriously paying that for that? That's crazy.
Let's see. Dragon's Dogma 2, which is scheduled to release this fiscal year, will be priced at $69.99. Industry-wide development costs are rising, and we are considering a price review as one option.
I'll tell you what is going to be the first $100 game?
Do what?
What's going to be the first $100 game?
Oh, Bubba, I couldn't tell you.
Because you know that's coming.
Oh, sure. Well, I mean, to be honest with you, well, it was like for I was thinking about this the other day. For Super Nintendo games, what is like $29.99 for a game?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the PlayStation games came out. It was like $39.
Yep.
And then I remember when the PlayStation 2 games came out.
$49. Yep.
And then it stayed like that. They stayed $49 for a long time. And then $59. So I mean, I get it.
Yeah, but still, something's going to be the $100 game, and I don't know.
Pal World Studio admits it can't keep up with cheaters. Says anti-cheat solution is on the way.
Wow, kind of like Fortnite can't keep up with cheaters.
Goddamn, dude. Headshots, bang, bang, bang.
Bang, yeah, four in a row, bang, 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 bang. No. With a three clip, yeah.
Get fucked. Get fucked. Don't cheat. Why are you cheating a goddamn Fortnite? If you got balls, you're going to be cheating at Counter-Strike. At least you get loot drops that you can fucking sell.
Right.
Oh, the last thing I have, speaking of douchebags, Crystal Dynamics has condemned the offensive depictions of people and cultures rooted in racial and ethnic prejudices in Tomb Raider 1-3 Remastered. It says the stereotypes portrayed are deeply harmful, inexcusable, and do not align with our values. But we do want you to change the gender of your kids and your cats and your dogs.
And we will take the money.
And we are completely okay with that.
Right. Yeah.
This is what they said. The games in this collection contain offensive depictions of people and cultures rooted in racial and ethnic prejudices. These stereotypes are deeply harmful, inexcusable, and do not align with our values at Crystal Dynamics. Rather than removing this content, though, goddammit, we have chosen to present it here in its original form, unaltered, in the hopes that we may acknowledge its harmful impact and learn from it.
Yeah, they didn't want to make the remasters.
Yeah.
Because they're offensive, so it was hired out, and it's selling like hotcakes.
Yeah. Shut up. Shut up. Don't give me that shit. We got brown people coming across the fucking river bringing us goddamn tuberculosis and bubonic plague.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go fuck yourselves.
Pretty much.
The culture that was fucking taking hearts out of people on altars before the Spanish came over.
Right. Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah, the evil white people that stopped the fucking teepee motherfuckers from killing everybody and their own people. But somehow the noble savage fucking thing went off.
Yeah.
Sorry, bud.
No, you're right.
It's, I had to fucking start tweaking out, man. Don't even get me started.
No, save that for later.
I feel bad for these fucking hipster cocksuckers making six figures a year with their running water.
Yeah.
And their toilets. And refrigerators.
Telling you should feel bad.
Yeah.
No, no. What's your address? I would like to visit your house. You know, I'm just going to bring some illegals to move in.
All right, that's all I got for video game news.
And poop on the sidewalk in front of your house.
That's right.
All right, we'll go to music news. There's really only one thing this week. Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys, his family has filed to place him under conservatorship. He was diagnosed with dementia. The diagnosis coupled with the recent passing of his wife, Melinda, has led his family and doctors to make the decision, saying following the passing of Brian's beloved wife, Melinda, and careful consideration and consultation among Brian, his seven children, and Brian's doctors, and consistent with the family process put in place by Brian and Melinda, we are confirming that longtime Wilson family representatives Leanne Hard and Gene Silvers will serve as Brian's co-conservators of this person, the family said in a statement. So then I got to looking, and nobody has Brian Wilson in the Deadpool.
Nobody wanted Brian Wilson.
That's the thing, yeah. So, yep, some sad news there, but hopefully that conservatorship goes better than the Britney one.
Yeah, that's...
Because she didn't need it. Don't look at her Instagram.
Yeah, she's fucking crazy.
Oh, yeah, she's fucking squirrel turd nutty. Yeah, that's... Yeah. All right, that was it for music news. Time for Song of the Week. We'll plug our friends. And when we come back, we are going to draft the best or our favorite rewatchable movies.
There's a world where I can go and tell my secrets to.
The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag #JoinTheMarkOrder, because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
G'day guys, my name is Thomas, one half of the Brocast podcast. With our podcast, we go back and watch wrestling events from WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, AEW, and many other wrestling promotions. You can check us out on Twitter at The Brocast, that's THEBROKAST, and you can also download all episodes on Apple Podcast, CastBox, Castro, and many other podcast apps.
You like your music heavy? Then check out Radioactive Metal on the Shining Wizards Network. For over 16 years now, Radioactive Metal has been one of the longest running podcasts. Over the years, we've interviewed some legendary metal acts, had some awesome discussions, and cranked a hell of a lot of tunes. So join your cool Uncle Snowy and his co-host Aaron for the audio mosh pit that is radioactive metal here on the Shining Wizards Network.
What's up, folks? It's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, inviting all of you to check out the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Join us as we cover all things current in the world of pro wrestling, as well as paying homage to the old school, the squared circle. So listen in and find out why we are the recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. Find us on all social media platforms and anywhere you get your podcast from. And as always, we are the proudest members of the Shining Wizards Network and Rant Entertainment Media.
Got 30 minutes to kill?
Come check out 30 Screams or Less, where we review a horror movie in 30 minutes or less. We cover new movies and old ones too.
We'll give our honest thoughts on the movie, good or shit, as well as a rating of each one that we watch.
New episodes weekly, available on the Shining Wizards Network and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
Come check us out at 30 Screams or Less.
What's up, everyone? When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure to check out Wrestling Night in Canada. If we're not recording another kick-ass podcast,
or playing in punk bands,
or recording kick-ass heavy metal albums,
then we're sitting back, we're grabbing a couple brews, and going over everything to do in the world of pro wrestling.
Because we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday night on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back.
Yay.
That's pretty enthusiastic there. I'm kind of proud of you. That's good stuff. All right, Vince, how do you think last week's draft went?
You won.
Well, I'm scrolling here because I'm not exactly sure. It might have been closer than you think.
I doubt it.
What was last week's? Happy songs?
Yeah, happy songs, yeah.
And by... I won by one.
Yeah, I see that.
But this week we are drafting our favorite rewatchable movies, which Vince and I have the same taste in movies. So this, we're going to be taking a lot from each other. I got a feeling. Possibly.
It'll be okay.
Vince does love some weird stuff, so a lot of German things.
Oh, but, shit. Literally.
I was. Yeah. But I am giving him the number one overall.
Oh, shit. Give me Big Trouble in Little China.
Yep.
I love that fucking movie.
I didn't even put it on my list because I knew you were going to take it. It's one of those. Give me Boondock Saints.
Oh, I didn't make the list.
Maybe my favorite movie of all time?
Sure.
Yeah. All right. Second round.
Give me Clerks.
Fucker. Yeah, that was on. Now we're getting into, yeah. I have 40 on my big board here, by the way. So give me, I mean, if you took one, I got to take two. Give me Clerks two.
That's fine. That's fine. We shall not speak of Clerks three.
It does not happen. Sorry, Tony. All right. Third round.
Mallrats.
Yep. Give me Tombstone.
Oh, damn it.
I'm your Huckleberry. Yeah. All right. Fourth round.
Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Yep. Give me a movie that started out as a comedy but has now turned into a documentary, Idiocracy.
I still can't bring myself to watch that entire thing.
Brano. Maybe my favorite movie president of all time. Terry Crews. So, fifth round.
One Crazy Summer.
Ooh. That's a good movie.
Savage Steve Holland.
Yep. You didn't take this. I have to before you do. Give me Fletch.
Ah, God damn it. Yeah, he's on the list too.
Sorry, you'll have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel. I've actually done that to people on the phone, by the way, especially telemarketers. I'm sorry, what? I'm wearing a towel. You'll have to speak up. I don't understand. Yeah, it's fucking great. All right. Sixth pick.
Well, if you did Fletch, I'm doing Caddyshack.
Yep. I knew that. That was on the list for sure. Yep. Sixth pick. Damn. Give me Office Space.
Damn it.
Yeah, now we're getting into the... I have so many that I just constantly rewatch that now I'm into the, well, shit, he's going to take this, I'll take this.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
All right, your seventh pick.
The Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
You're not getting it.
Give me Blazing Saddles.
Ah, I didn't put it on there. God damn it. The Sheriff. He's near.
Yeah.
The sheriff's near.
Near, yeah, near. Near. All right, number eight.
Better Off Dead.
Ooh.
Another Savage Steve Holland movie.
Man. Give me Happy Gilmore.
Why can't you go in your home?
There's so many I'm going to be leaving off, and it kills me. God. Ninth. We're already up to the ninth pick. Damn.
Ghostbusters.
Good pick.
Everything was going great until Dickless here decided to shut down the grid. Is this true?
I assure you, he is Dickless.
He has no penis.
I've noticed all of mine are almost all comedies.
Yeah, because I don't want to watch anything serious. I want to turn my brain off and laugh.
But I am going to put a drama on here. And I have like four on my list here. Five. Give me Unforgiven.
Oh, that's a good movie.
It's so good. There's a reason it won all the awards back when that shit mattered. You know? All right, last pick.
Oh,
I have so many good movies left.
Give me Animal House.
Ooh.
They took the bar! The whole fucking bar!
Did we back down when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
What? Just letting go with it.
No! Give me Rambo. I left so many off.
Best last 5 minutes of a movie ever.
Oh, fucking yes. His speech at the end of Rambo, the first.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Shows how underrated Stallone is as an actor.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking heart-wrenching. But here's our lists. Vince came in with Big Trouble Little China, Clerks, Mallrats, Killer Clowns, One Crazy Summer, Caddyshack, Big Lebowski, Better Off Dead, Ghostbusters, and Animal House. That's a great pick, by the way. I came in with Boondock Saints, Clerks 2, Tombstone, Idiocracy, Fletch, Office Space, Blazing Saddles, Happy Gilmore, Unforgiven, and Rambo. What was left on yours? Because I had a ton left on mine.
Police Academy.
Yep.
Die Hard.
Yeah, only Christmas time.
So you gotta watch it. We watch it all the time. Total Recall, the old one.
Yes.
Swingers, because it's hilarious.
Yep.
Dogma, Hackers, Hackers, and Super Troopers. I did have Super Troopers, the first one.
Left on mine, Godfather 1 and 2, Lord of the Rings, Empire Strikes Back, the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man 1 and 2, Shooter, Chasing Amy, Hackers I had, Bubba Hotep.
Oh, fuck.
American History X, Keaton Batman, Ready to Rumble, Smokey and the Bandit, RoboCop, Kung Pao, Enter the Fist. Sorry, it just makes me chuckle. Major League, Spaceballs, Naked Gun, Hot Shots, The Hustler, The Crow, and Kingdom of Heaven.
Oh, I forgot The Crow.
Yeah. I didn't know where to put it. It's like, I watch it every time it's on, but yeah. All right. Listener picks. Baza came in with Commando, Zulu. I love that movie. Lord of the Rings, Any and All Star Wars, Scum, The Living Daylights, Police Academy 4, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, Stand By Me, and The Goonies. Roboto came in with Rocky Horror, Big Daddy, Spaceballs, GoldenEye, A Few Good Men, Cast Away, National Treasure, Home Alone, and the first 6 Star Wars movies.
Good for you,
man. he makes a definition there. Matt came in with Goodfellas, Casino, The Fugitive, Keaton Batman, Shawshank, that's missing, and Gangs of New York. Yeah, fuck, it's Shawshank. Damn it.
Yeah, fuck that movie.
And Kathy finishes the list off here with Spaceballs, Police Academy 3 and 4, Mean Girls, Airplane. How did we forget Airplane?
I forgot Mel Brooks movies. I forgot fucking Airplane.
I had Naked Gun. I didn't put Airplane. National Lampoon's Vacation, My Blue Heaven, The Simpsons Movie, Ferris Bueller, 16 Candles, Breakfast Club, and That Thing You Do. There's so many. We could have done 20, as somebody has kept prodding us to do. But thank you, everybody, for your suggestions there. We appreciate it. There was no listener questions this week, so even though it's in the wrong part of the script here, we'll go on to Clown World. Vince, you ready for Did You See This?
I'm ready to be done.
Yep. Have you heard about an account called Dignify AI?
Yes, it's amazing.
By your giggles, I know you have. Well, the X or Twitter account for Dignify AI has been banned for violating Twitter rules. Violating rules against posting or sharing privately produced, distributed, intimate media of someone without their expressed consent is why the account was banned. Vince, would you explain what Dignify AI would do?
It took a bunch of... it put clothes on all these fucking e-thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it covered them up. It made them modest. And they threw a fit. How dare you censor me? Quit being a whore.
Quit looking at me. Quit oogling me with your man stare or your fucking man gaze or whatever the fuck you call it.
How dare you?
How dare you put clothes on me?
Yeah, that's what it was. That's what it was. How dare you put clothes on me?
You can't win.
No.
There's no winning. Just fucking do it. Hilarious.
All right. Let's get to some other nonsense here. Border Patrol in San Diego. Hey, you know that southern border thing's still a problem, apparently. Because on Monday, Border Patrol in San Diego apprehended, not Mexicans, mind you, but 270 Chinese nationals who had crossed illegally in San Diego. How did they get all the way across the Pacific?
In boats.
Hmm.
Go to China.
Didn't stop in Hawaii? Just magically made it to San Diego?
Why are you
where the Marines are? Hmm. Weird. Let's stay in California. Can't wait for that earthquake. San Francisco has now appointed their first non-citizen to serve on the Elections Commission. Kelly Wong, who came to the U.S. in 2019 from China, isn't allowed to legally vote, but she will now be overseeing and creating policy for the San Francisco Department of Elections. Huh? Huh?
What? Makes total sense. Just go with it. It's fine.
Well, let's stay over there in dumb fuckistan, I guess. We told you a while back that first you had Amber Alerts for missing kids, right?
Right.
Now in California, they have Ebony Alerts for missing black people. And I thought this was a joke, so I had to actually look this up. They have now added, I shit you not, feather alerts for missing or endangered indigenous peoples.
Feather.
Hey, how are you? Hey, are you missing? Yeah. What's next? Dot alerts for fucking missing Indian dots, not feathers. I mean, what are? Dear God, I know you listen. If you could do that earthquakey thingy, shaky thingy, that would be
flooded again.
That's why I'm pretty much up to the fuck it, flooded again. This next thing is with everything going on in Texas and them possibly seceding from the Union and the border situation, you have to ask yourself why the timing of this next story. The Democratic congressman from Texas, he represents Austin, so there's your first problem. He has introduced a new bill into Congress called the Connect the Grid Act. With this bill, Congress would be able to connect Texas's power grid to the entire country.
Well, yeah.
Well, weird timing when Texas may say, fuck it, we're out, and have their own power grid. No, you're going to be with us. And weird timing. I think Texas would like most of Texas would like a giant lake, Austin, if you catch my drift. Then we had the shooting in Houston at the Lakewood Church. This is Joel Osteen's church. This was like, was this right after we recorded last week?
I think it was.
Houston PD, they ran an entire investigation to figure out which pronouns to use for the shooter. It was a Latino tranny that had a Free Palestine written on its gun. Sure seems a lot of mass shooters are trannies.
Or Democrats.
Yeah. Weird.
I don't think we have a gun problem in this country. I think we have a Democrat problem.
Yep. Well, that would be a weird timing on this, too. Democratic Senator Markey is pushing a legislation that would prevent churches from having armed guards. This comes on the heels of the tranny shooting up the Lakewood Church, where two guys with guns shot and killed the tranny. But this Democratic senator wants no guns in a church. So he would rather more people have died at that church than, oh, there's an armed guard. I bet I can guarantee you this Democratic senator has an armed guards. But that's okay.
Well, you need armed guards.
Oh, I think he does. I gotta move on here because, let's get to our national deer leader, Swiss Cheese Brain. Man who I swear to God acts like he drinks sunscreen. Biden was holding a press conference with Crown Prince Hussein of Jordan. And I quote, "And the Crown Prince Hussein, where is Prince out here? Thought he was coming out. Anyway," the man was literally standing right beside him. But he's really running the show. He's sharp as a tack with a 187 IQ.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know, bud.
All right, let's continue here. Alejandro Mayorkas officially been impeached by the U.S. House of Representatives over his willful and systemic refusal to comply with the law and breach of public trust. This is the first cabinet member impeached by the House since 1870. This now moves to the Senate, where it may or may not pass, and he probably will keep his job. And remember, this is the same guy that told a congressman, if you impeach me, you will not like who's next. Remember how he threatened Congress?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the same guy. So
he's going to keep his job.
Well, remember, when they asked him, why aren't you doing this? And he goes, I'm a Jew. Same guy.
I'm Jewish.
I'm Jewish.
You can't put the blame and shit on me. I'm a Jew.
109 countries, right?
Oy vey.
Explosive new documents this week were exposed a secret meeting between the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA, that involved several power players, including officials from Dominion Voting Systems and the FBI. This was to discuss the 2020 presidential election with private companies and Democrat groups. Documents obtained by a FOIA Act now show the secret meeting took place on November 3rd, 2020, Election Day. So Obama's people were meeting with the people that counted or had all the voting machines on Election Day, and Democrat groups, and the FBI.
It
weird, right?
No, it's not.
No, it's not. It's I can't say it. I don't want to give Vince more shit to edit. we have an update on the fugitive, air quote, the illegal youth that assaulted two NYPD officers in Times Square. He was arrested again for attempting to shoplift more than $600 in stolen items. He went before a judge yesterday, said he was afraid for his life in jail, and the judge gave him a $100,000 bond. So, I've received death threats. Well, I don't know how to do I received death threats. Oh, that's Mexican. That ain't Venezuelan. I don't have a good Venezuelan accent, I guess.
They all look the same.
Yeah, pretty much. Taylor Swift's Pfizer-loving boyfriend, Travis Kelce. He's going to make his debut as a film producer, Vince. And this is the first movie financed using Biden's green energy tax credits. But Taylor and Travis are totally not a psyop.
What's the movie going to be about?
Green energy. We got to save the planet. Well, I yell at my coach and bump him on the sideline, and Taylor Quick up there is hanging out with devil worshippers.
and flying her big fucking plane all over the goddamn country.
For 13 minutes, yeah. She took a 13-minute flight. Kiss the hairiest part of my ass.
Yeah, please. Travis, Kelsey, if you're listening, you go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
How about that? I know you're not.
With a red hot poker. Yeah. Hey, the economy's great, according to Joe Biden. I guess that's why retail sales in the United States tumbled 0.8% in January, much more than expected. Inflation is up 3.1% over last year, hotter than expected, according to analysts. Overall, since Joe Biden took office, prices are up almost 20%. But hey, Bidenomics, it's working. Just like we drew it up. The central banks, that's who basically runs the war and who pretty much runs the world. The guy that runs the one out of New Zealand, he kind of let the game slip. The governor of the Reserve Bank of New Zealand this week, listen to this quote. "It's a great business to be in, central banking, where you print money and people believe it," end quote. He's literally, he let it out that, hey, your quote-unquote money is worthless. It's not backed by anything. It's fake. It's monopoly money. It's whatever we say it is. People better learn how to barter, because that shit's coming quick.
And shoot straight.
Yep. But hey, you know, one of the guys behind all this is George Soros. And his quote-unquote fund. They're going to buy the second largest chain of radio stations in the U.S. just in time to put propaganda out before the election. This includes stuff like WFAN in New York, K-Rock in L.A., you know, stuff like that.
They've already been left-wing, though.
Yeah, but now it's going to be wake up every morning instead of national anthem, it's fucking Soviet national anthem type thing.
What is that? It's not Audacity. Odyssey?
Odyssey, yeah. Yeah. Oh, his son, Alex, who's now running the fund, by the way, is now dating Hillary Clinton's best friend and Anthony Weiner's ex, Huma Abedin. Remember, it's a big club and you ain't a part of it. Iran this week declared that Antarctica is their property. Mm-hmm. I have nothing for that. I love the theories about what really is going on in Antarctica. They're fascinating. All right, let's go over to Israel. Israel confessed this week to faking aid photos. They posted a video claiming that it's proof that it was facilitating aid into Gaza. Except the video that it showed was actually tents and shelter equipment in Moldova that was set up for Ukrainians. But Israel said, hey, this is what we're doing in Gaza. Nope, you got caught. And you confessed that you were lying. And nobody cares. The Idaho House. I can't talk. Vince, I'm having a stroke again.
That's not good, bud.
All right. I think it passed. I had coffee. The Idaho House passed death penalty for kid fuckers this week. If you're convicted of crimes against kids 11 years old and younger, you get the death penalty.
You dead. People were upset about this.
The gays are throwing a fit. The LMNOPs are saying that it will be used to go after them.
With fucking kids.
I was going to say, that's a very odd statement. What do you mean, death to kid fuckers and we're going after gays? So you're saying that your people fuck kids, right? It's literally what you're admitting to.
Can't make it up. Seriously.
No, it's insanity. Well, you're going to use that to go after us. Quit touching kids.
Yeah, seriously, quit touching kids.
I would save the tax money and just go straight to wood chipper instead of trial. But, you know, I'm a solutions type of individual. So,
yeah.
Oh, this next study came out this week, and there's a chemical called chloramquat, I think. It's a pesticide that companies use to increase the amount of crops grown. And it's used by such companies as Quaker Oats and Cheerios. It has been found, this chemical has been found in 80% of people. The chemical just happens to may cause infertility and delay puberty. So you think you're healthy eating the oatmeal, and I eat a lot of oatmeal, and I used to eat a lot of oatmeal till this shit came out.
Sure.
Yeah, it may cause infertility, delay puberty, fuck with your genetics. Monsanto. So
there you go. Feels good, doesn't it?
There's so many people and not enough ammo. That's all I gotta say. But hey, the Democrats in Congress are focused on the real issues plaguing our country. This week, they created the Hip Hop Task Force to harness the power of hip hop to ensure racial equity.
Shit, motherfucker.
I wish that was a joke. It's not. They literally held a press conference to announce they created the Hip Hop Task Force.
I got nothing, bud.
I do, but it is violent and possibly incriminating. Moving on.
I got nothing. What else? What can you do?
Shoot, shovel, and shut up?
Nothing. You can't do nothing. Well, right. Besides that.
The German, this is a little frightening statement, especially coming from a German. The German interior minister this week said, quote, "Those who mock the state must be dealt with by a strong state," end quote.
Huh?
Don't make fun of the country or we're going to fucking get you. I translated from the German. Yeah. Huh, that sounds oddly familiar.
That's great.
Yeah, but hey, it's not just Germany. France. France passed a new law this week, which will send you to jail for 3 years. Why, you ask? If you criticize mRNA vaccines or gene therapy. According to the law, which was passed quietly and secretly through the French Parliament on Wednesday night, when everybody was asleep, advisement against mRNA or other treatments which are deemed suitable based on current medical knowledge can lead to a 3-year prison sentence and a $50,000 fine. Article 4 of the new law, or Article Pfizer, as it's being referred to by freedom fighters in over there, is a prejudgment of alternative medicine and a threat to whistleblowers. Ominously, during what little debate that was fielded before the passage that eliminates informed consent, warnings were parroted that, quote, "the next pandemic is coming and mRNA technology is the only solution." So you got the next one planned there, right? We know you've had it planned, you cocksuckers. But hey, let's come back to the U.S. Tennessee. No, not that story, because that's just fake bullshit. I know what you're thinking. But Tennessee has a long, long-standing law that says you can't knowingly transmit HIV. If you have it, you can't transmit it, right? Biden's Department of Justice is now suing the state, claiming that that law violates the Americans with Disabilities Act. Would somebody please explain that to me? Uh,
Yeah.
I am really close to just saying,
fuck it.
Yeah. And whatever the federal government says, I don't care anymore. It does not pertain to me. You don't represent me. I am with you. All right. Next story here that, this got a lot of blowback real quick. The National MS Society, multiple sclerosis, forced a 90-year-old volunteer to step down because she wasn't, quote, inclusive enough. Why? She asked what pronouns are. The woman had volunteered for 60 years, and her late husband had MS before they forced her to quit volunteering. The president, the former president of the National MS Society stepped down after the story blew up. They literally deleted their page of who's on the board type thing, and she quit. And yeah, she didn't, she just asked what they are. What are pronouns? What are you fucking weirdos talking about? And they, you can no longer, honor your late husband and something you've been doing for 2/3 of your life.
Right.
Can't say that one out loud. That's violent.
Just a volunteer.
Yeah, just a volunteer. People that are fucking suffering from this disease.
Yeah, just but your time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, let's move on to more bullshittery. Alachua Schools in Florida. Garrett Jones, an assistant principal for an elementary school in the district, was being questioned about books and libraries and stuff like that in the school, right? He said he thinks it's appropriate for 8-year-olds to be reading porn and dirty magazines in school. One, I think we need to check this guy's hard drive. And two, maybe find his home address.
Where does he live?
It's a legitimate question. He's a public servant. He works with the kids.
Yeah.
I just want to talk.
Yeah, it's fine.
Just want to talk. Nothing violent. Just want to talk. All right, let's talk about the mass shooting this week.
There was a mass shooting?
You thought I was talking about Kansas City. No. There was a mass shooting on a subway in New York City on Monday. Six were shot, one was killed.
When?
Shooter was black, so you didn't hear about it unless you were local. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Absolutely. Yeah, you didn't hear about it. Didn't make national news because didn't fit the narrative. But now let's talk about the Kansas shitty one.
Oh, Kansas shitty.
22 people shot, one person dead, a mother of a two-year-old. I can't remember which right now. 7 people were in critical. 8 of the victims are fucking kids. Kids. Last I saw, 3 assholes were in custody, 2 black youths and 1 illegal.
Shit, motherfucker.
Apparently it was a confrontation. Yeah, it fucking...
Brown people.
Yeah, that's what it is. Well, that's racist. Well, the fucking facts back me up. I'm sorry. We have gun violence problem. Yeah, all the shooters are fucking Democrats. If Democrats stop shooting people, gun violence would drop 90%.
Yeah, fucking Democrats.
Mayor of Kansas City. Oh, there was instantly calls for, we got to ban all the guns because the kids. Biden.
You ban all the fucking brown people and Democrats.
Yeah, right. Biden came out from drinking sunscreen or whatever the fuck he does and said, we got an assault weapons ban. Assault weapons were not used in the shooting. Keep drinking and increase your SPF there, bud. But the mayor of Kansas City, listen to what this cunt said. I think it's a guy. It's still a cunt.
He's still a cunt.
We can't fully be safe if people are freely walking around with even just a classic revolver.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm gonna move on to the next story.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. Shot kids, but fucking black argument with an illegal, and shot up a fucking big gathering. A, don't go to big gatherings. Two, get out of a big city.
Yeah, why are you guys going out for?
Well, we had to celebrate the Taylor Quick and Travis Fizer. They won a game. Quit being retarded and don't take your fucking kids. You want to go and leave your kids as orphans? Fucking go right ahead. But no. All right, let's move on here. The Fannie Willis stuff. If you've been watching this trial, what the hell is this thing? This crazy bitch.
Oh, yeah.
This thing is falling apart quicker. I mean, wow. She tried to play every fucking card in the deck of the black woman or the black card, the woman card. She admitted to so many felonies under oath. It's not funny. She admitted she kept campaign money for herself. That's a felony. And it just kept getting worse and worse, and it's still going on. This is all to decide whether or not she lied to the court about her affair with some guy and their multiple trips to Belize where he paid and then she paid her back in cash and nothing was recorded because black people don't trust banks and she ain't got no checks and...
Shit.
Yeah. And this is the woman and her lover that are prosecuting Trump for the voter fraud thing in Georgia. That case is going to be dropped. She's going to be fucking disqualified. She's already admitted she lied to the court. I'm like, why is the trial still going? She admitted it. So, yeah, that if you want to watch fucking comedy almost on the level of Madam Web, watch some of those clips. It's fucking great.
We're all fucking what? Trump got fucked over by the...
Yep. The grinder judge, said he has to pay, was it like $500 million or some shit?
He won't pay it. I mean,
and then he can't do business in New York for like 3 years. And then the judge smiled and smirked at the camera after he gave the decision. And I'm like, yeah, this is the same judge that said, even if a jury finds a certain way, the judge can overturn it based on how he feels, not the evidence.
He won't pay a dime.
No, he's not, no. All right. Let me ask you a question, Vince. How do you scare people into them being okay with sending $60 billion to Ukraine?
I don't know, bud.
You tell them Putin has a Death Star. We have a national security emergency. Putin is going to do something in space. It's either nukes or it's an EMP or so. We got to send money to Ukraine. They think you're retarded, by the way. Hard R retarded. So, well, that didn't work. So now we got to make Putin a boogeyman after his quote-unquote political opponent died in prison. This Navalny guy.
Oh, that fucking guy.
Here's why he was in prison to begin with. Trying to do a coup. He was literally caught on camera asking an MI6 officer, James Ford, for $10 to $20 million a year to do a color revolution in Russia, which is code for coup. Remember, there was a color revolution in Egypt. There was all these little countries. He also said on the same video, quote, tell the elite we will not take away their assets, end quote. That's why he was arrested. It shows his tie. He was tied to MI6 and the CIA. I mean, it's not like Biden had been locking up political prisoners, right? January 6th.
Well, and they still had that fucking Gonzalo Lira.
Yeah,
he died in prison. An American
citizen died, a reporter died in Ukraine for uncovering corruption. Yeah, Zelensky killed an American. You don't hear shit about that anymore.
Nothing.
You didn't hear about it to begin with.
That's
But hey, we got to send him $60 billion because Darth Putin and he's killing political people. Well, Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary this week, admitted they told banks to monitor January 6th people's financial transactions without warrants. They just freely admit, yeah, you don't have any fucking rights. You kid.
There's no rights.
But speaking of Ukraine, they withdrew from the town of That wasn't a stroke. I was actually trying to pronounce the name of the town. It was a major city, and it handed Russia a major victory. Biden blamed Congress. Well, you didn't give them the $60 billion. That's why they lost the city. Cool. How about we don't give them any more money and Zelensky loses the whole fucking country?
Yeah.
I'd be good with that.
Yeah. Fuck off. How about that?
This is your weekly reminder, and the last thing I have for this week. Ukraine, since February of 2022, has been sent $223 million of your tax money a day.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah. Since February of 2022, the estimate is $223 million in tax dollars, our money. But hey, they need $60 billion more, and $10 billion to Israel, and maybe some stuff for Taiwan in there too, but nothing for, you know, the border where Chinese and Hamas and everybody but seemingly Mexicans are coming across. You know, they caught 300 people on the terrorist watch list last month coming across the border and then let them go because there's no detaining. But hey, if you're a white Christian or Catholic,
you better fucking watch out.
Fucking FBI is watching you. So the Treasury Department is having your financial transactions monitored without warrants. And, yeah. Somebody wake me up when the shooting starts. Thanks. That's what I'm waiting on. So, Vince, you got any final thoughts this week?
Yeah, keep your stick on the ice. The women don't find you handsome, at least they find you handy.
AIM Center, Mass. We'll talk to everybody next week.
Bye.